Thanksgiving, Machakos Governor Wavenya Ndeti has called on residents to appreciate the men and women in uniform who have sacrificed their lives to keep them safe. The governor was speaking during the annual joint Thanksgiving service for uniformed officers and their families from the Lower Eastern region that was held at Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Cathedral in Machakos, where she emphasized the importance of gratitude towards the uniformed officers. They work very hard and sometimes we do not appreciate what they do, yet they are human beings just like us, said the governor. Additionally, she highlighted the importance of citizens embracing the uniformed forces and encouraging a peaceful coexistence with them, thus improving security in the country. She hailed the men and women in uniform drawn from the Lower Eastern region of Makueni, Kitui, Machakos and Kajiado for their sacrifice and dedication to ensure citizens are safe and their embodiment of the noblest qualities of service and selflessness. Some of the men and women in uniform as they attend the annual Thanksgiving service for the disciplined forces from the Lower Eastern region of Kitui, Machakos, Makueni and Kajiado at the Our Lady of Lourdes Catholic Cathedral in Machakos, photo by Anne Kangero. Wavenya implored the disciplined forces to integrate with the community and foster strong relationships that will help in breaking any barriers or misunderstanding, thus easing their work in gathering information within the communities. For the disciplined forces, working with the community makes work easy for them, added Wavenya. Senior Assistant Director of Kenya Wildlife Services, KWS, Selina Mwangangi, on her part, recognized the sacrifices made by the families of the men and women in uniform, who by standing behind their loved ones, provide love and encouragement that keeps them going. Machakos Deputy County Commissioner David Rotich consequently asked for prayers for the officers who perform the duties under difficult circumstances while recognizing those who have died in the line of duty. He also encouraged citizens to make work easy for the uniformed officers by abiding by the rules. The officers that were present were the National Youth Service, Kenya Police, Kenya Prison Service, Administration Police and the Kenya Wildlife Offices, among other national government and county officials.